welcome to Pop Culture Problems. My name is Josh Oderman, and here with Mr. John Nichols. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you, Josh?
You know, I'm doing...
John, sorry.
Yeah, I'm already screwed.
Are
I'm
you Josh?
Josh?
Josh Oderman.
Yeah, and you're John Nichols. You don't even know your own name?
I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the name game. What's John and Josh's
the
real
name
names?
Game.
You know, John, you and I, we either do or don't have stage names, but nobody knows. I mean,
that's true. That's
absolutely
true.
Are our names really what we say they are? Or is that our pen names, our stage names? Like, I've often thought about being the Cher, Madonna type and just going, Josh.
Just Josh.
Maybe. Or The Josh. I actually like The Josh because it, and especially because there was a Nickelodeon TV show back in the 90s called, I think, Drake and Josh. And the character's name was Josh Nichols, spelled the exact same way as my name. And so he really screws with my Google rankings. So I think I need a stage name just to be able to distinguish myself from this fictional character. Takes all my Google results.
You know, and I guess that's one value of a stage name, is that you'd be reclaiming your your Googlehood.
Googlehood. And all of Googledom, I shall have the best rankings. I don't know. Do you ever Google yourself?
I do, but there's actually a couple more prominent John Odermans out there.
Really?
They happen to be Catholic priests.
Wow.
And my uncles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay. Like real uncles?
Yeah. Like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. So, like my grandpa's brother and then my dad's brother were both John Odermans.
Have
they
changed their names?
Yeah. One of them did, and it didn't necessarily stick. One of them changed his name to Valerian when he became a monk.
But here's the thing, John. I kind of don't believe you, or I think you have the worst Google rankings of any person. Because
I'm actually the top result now.
How many Catholic priests are really, you know, optimizing their search engine results? You know what I mean?
See, there he is right there. Father John.
Okay.
But I'm the top result now. I didn't used to be.
Yeah, you should be.
Apparently I'm a man about town now.
A couple guys who likely focus their attention elsewhere instead of on the internet and what their rankings are and their social score. What do they call that? They have a system that scores your online personal ranking, and it's called something. Yeah, well, who cares? Anyway, John, we kind of introduced the episode, but we didn't really introduce it, really, the topic. We're talking about stage names and people who put on a different identity or different persona. And, you know, I think that there are some clear examples of people who have done this, like the one-namers, Cher's, Madonna's, things like that. But then you also have, like, the really infamous ones like Prince, and he renamed himself with just, like, a symbol.
Yeah, just the symbol.
But then you have others that you might not even know had a stage name. You know, they might have not altered it, or they might have.
Like John Wayne. John Wayne's real name, Marion Robert Morrison.
Yeah.
Not even remotely close. Yeah. Like, with Katy Perry, at least. Like, Katy Perry, her real name's Katie Hudson. So she didn't go too far. But not even any of the same first letters in John Wayne. Marion Robert Morrison.
Yeah. I was under the impression that his real name was first name The, last name Duke. The Duke.
Yeah.
Like,
changed to John Wayne from The Duke.
How does one get that name? Like, where did the origins of The Duke come from? Because people call him, like, The Duke. And I don't understand where that came from.
I would guess it has something to do with, like, one of his more prominent roles. That's a great question. I don't. I'm just spitballing, BSing my way through this until you look it up on Google.
The origin of the Duke nickname is often questioned, but John himself says it simply, hell, the truth is that I was named after a dog. What?
Okay, all right.
He owned an Airedale named Duke as a youth, and locals in his hometown often called the two Big Duke and Little Duke. Yeah, the Duke. But it's funny that
just owning it.
Why wouldn't you have that be your stage name? Like, he literally had a great origin story as to what it could be. And he's like, they're like, okay, let's go with that Duke thing, right? The dog.
Yeah.
And all, that's really cool.
Yeah.
How about John Wayne?
Not only very, like, kind of I mean, he made them not bland, but John, I share that name. It's a fairly common bland name. I think it's the second most prevalent name outside of like Muhammad in the world is John.
You just think you're that special, don't you?
And no, I think that those rankings may have changed, but that was
only because there's so many John Does. Like, only because there's so many, like, when people use that so often, they just include it in the
so many people have gone missing or have wound up after not being able to be identified, and yeah. Anyway, John Wayne is, like, a pretty, like, pedestrian name when you think about it.
Yeah.
John Wayne. Well, it's really not, there's nothing special about it other than the fact that he made it special. So, could John Wayne have been, I mean, could we look back and think Marion Morrison the same way we think of John Wayne?
Oh, Marion Morrison, the Duke. Boy.
I mean, like, you think about that. Like, could John Wayne have been as big as he was without his name?
Yeah, that could
And how important are stage names?
Well, one thing before we get off John Wayne, because I like that question of how important are they. But, like, I think a lot of people... Sometimes your name is associated with sort of bad things or infamous things. And I'll use our names just for a second. So I think that our names could have negative connotations. Not necessarily negative, but like I always got, your last name is Nichols. Like when you get married, you're going to be a dime. You know, like stupid pun kind of stuff.
I actually like that.
And then your name is just like odor, man. Like, hey, smelly.
Yeah.
Dude, odor.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I'm sure there could be corny stuff like that. But, like, also,
Thanks for bringing me back to grade school.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to go to therapy.
I also think that there is the, negative stuff. Like, things that happen that are beyond your control. So, I believe that, remember the Oklahoma City bombings?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so...
Timothy McVeigh?
No, that was Terry Nichols.
And Timothy McVeigh.
So Terry Nichols, his son is Josh Nichols, spelled identically than mine, as my name. Spelled identical.
Is this why I've never met your dad?
Here's the thing. When the Oklahoma City bombing stuff happened, my parents had gotten a divorce, and so I was not living with my dad, living with my mom, and friends of my mom knew that, you know, my parents were divorced and stuff, and they didn't really know anything about my dad. And then all of a sudden, it was Terry Nichols bombing this building, and his son, Josh Nichols, and it's spelled the same way. People were calling my mom and like, oh my goodness, I didn't know, like, his dad, oh my goodness, like, what, is he okay? Like, are you doing all right? She's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, you know, he bombed that building. What? That's something that was completely out of my control and then was associated with this negative event. Wayne.
Your mom's getting phone calls from Keith Morrison. Ooh.
John Wayne. Do you know another famous John Wayne?
No. Maybe.
Wayne Gacy.
Clown serial killer. Yes, John Wayne Gacy.
Now, the dude
is that his real name?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he had a serial stage name. I don't think he wasn't like the Wet Bandits in Home Alone. Like he didn't have I don't think he had a calling card. Like the Killer Clown, I think was his kind of nickname stage name. But John Wayne didn't plan on that. And does that tarnish a person's name? Do people, you know?
And I guarantee he was named after the Duke.
Yeah, probably.
John Wayne Gacy was probably named after the Duke.
Yeah,
Duke.
Probably. Yeah. That's like a bad association to have. You know, that's a bad confusion. I hope that people, if I'm in a job interview, I hope people don't Google me and they're like,
kid.
Yeah, Terry's kid bombing buildings. Or, oh boy, you know, I mean, yeah, oh boy, he was that fat kid on that Nickelodeon show. He's got no, he's an actor, out of work actor.
Yeah, and Josh Peck is actually really taking care of himself now and he's lost some weight and
he's
pretty good.
I don't like him. Because he's taking my Google rankings. Yeah. I have to not care. I never watched that show,
he was... Is his real name Josh Nichols? Maybe he's Terry Nichols' kid. Yeah, you should spread that, and then your ranking Google will go up.
No, it was the character's name.
Okay.
So the character on the show.
No, but I think the actor's name is actually Josh Peck.
It is. Yeah. But Josh Nichols is his character.
Oh, on
name.
The show.
Yeah,
okay, see,
so it's
I don't watch a lot of Nickelodeon, so.
Played Archie Bunker. So Archie Bunker is the equivalent of the Josh Nichols name.
Gotcha.
So it's a character's name. I only know that because I had some tween girls come up to me one day. They're like, Josh Nichols? Like, drinking Josh? And I'm like, no.
Not at all.
Get out of my life. Get out of my face.
Forever.
Yeah, go away. I don't know. So anyway, what is the importance of a stage name? That was the question you answered before I tangented it. How important do you think it is? You said you thought John Wayne kind of was this iconic thing, and it's a good thing they kept that name.
But like, was it iconic because of who he was or because of what he made that name?
I don't know.
What is in a name? You know, it's that like age old question, that eternal question of like, are we what our names say we are, or is our name what we make it? Because I mean, there are certain celebrities out there that have really interesting real names, and I can understand why they chose the names that they did. But like Joaquin Phoenix, did you know that that's not his real name? Even though he had a brother named River Phoenix.
Yeah, his name was Joaquin Odor Man, Smelly Man.
Close.
Like, oh, okay.
Close.
What was it?
Is Joaquin Raphael? Raphael.
Yeah, you don't even know
Raphael Bottom.
Bottom?
Bottom was his last name.
Okay.
So it means like his brother's last name. Why did they pick Phoenix? Oh, maybe rising from the ashes, rising from the bottom?
Yeah, was
his
first name Joaquin?
Yeah.
That's Joaquin the name I would have changed. Yeah, well, I mean, make something easy to spell. Good grief. John, I want you to spell Josh. J-O-S-H, right? Pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah.
I know I had to help you there because you were silent and I had to fix it. But John, J-O-H-N, or J-O-N, depends on the name. How do you spell Joaquin?
J-A-O-Q-U-I-N?
You're looking at it and you're struggling. It's like the worst. Like, I mean, come on. Like, it's like, change it to something that's a little bit more easily spelled. And I think that's a kind of an interesting thing because back in the day, before the internets were really popular, I mean, Joaquin Phoenix, I think, came a little bit before the height of internet sensationalism. Like, there were still hyphens in domain names people would be buying. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Josh hyphen Nichols. You know, like, no, don't put a hyphen in your URL.
.net.
.net / geocities.aol. @
Geocities.
Yeah. Angel Fire.
Angel Fire. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some good websites. Yeah. But, you know, he was like, that was before then. So, like, JoaquinPhoenix.com has got to be the worst URL on the planet. Because how do you spell it? Like, I mean, he has have no traffic on his website. I think Google.
It's just jphoenix.com.
Google has to have a specific engineer just for Joaquin Phoenix search results. He's going to say, did you mean toaster oven? And they're like, no, Joaquin Phoenix. Like, because they're just spelling it terribly, you know.
His website is actually just Joaquin Phoenix.
Is it?
WALKING.
Is it?
Phoenix. No, I made that
up. It's not a funny joke, John. Yeah, it's not funny to joke about people's namesakes. I mean, this is their livelihood.
This is a serious conversation we're having right now. Everything we've ever talked about on this podcast has been serious until this moment.
Yeah, I did some website building for people, and boy, do I have... I can't say any of the names,
yeah.
And so it's a really interesting story, because I don't want to, like, incriminate or talk about personal client stuff, but boy, have I worked with some winners. There's been some doozies out there where I'm like, don't
do that.
Don't register that domain name. Yeah, please.
It's
just
too
kinda
close
don't
to this or that.
Oh,
or...
No, just, oh man. Yeah, I mean, I've worked with people that still want to use like the .nets and the hyphens and not good. So anyway, with celebrities, I think now it's more about that presence online as well. So either you want something easily spelled or so out there that it's easily findable. You're distinguished because everybody else has something different. So I think that might contribute to people's stage names as well.
You know, true. I mean, like, you change your name because it's more easily recognizable, or it kind of rolls off the tongue better. I mean, I think one of the the long time examples of this that, and his son actually went back to his original name for his last name, and kind of had a decent career in his own right. But Martin Sheen,
okay,
you know, Charlie Sheen's dad.
Yeah,
his real name is actually Ramon Antonio Gerard Estevez.
Wow.
So Emilio Estevez.
Emilio. Yeah, the Emilio. Mighty Ducks guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's Martin Sheen's son. And he chose the surname of his dad, you know, before his dad changed his name. And I mean, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. And it also, he doesn't become just one of Alec's brothers. Like, one of Alec Baldwin's brothers. Like, there's the Baldwins, Alec Baldwin and his brothers.
And then everybody else, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got, like, yeah, Martin Sheen and his sons. Like, Emilio Estevez, a lot of people wouldn't know that they're related because of the name.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't associate it with that. I think sometimes you get that. Do you know Steve Buscemi's brother?
No.
No. Nobody does. But his last name is literally Buscemi. And he's been in other things. But I usually look at him and I'm like, huh, is that... It looks like Steve Buscemi. And then I'll look him up and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's his brother again. Again. Because I have seen him in multiple things. But I always think it's him. And when I search for him, I kind of find that he is Steve Buscemi's brother. If he had a different name, he would be the guy that looked like Steve Buscemi, but I wouldn't dismiss him as, oh, he's just Steve Buscemi's brother. He's not Steve Buscemi. You know, like, I think he kind of gets minimized because of that, because you're overshadowed by those relatives. Versus other people, maybe they're carried by their relatives' names. Like, you know, Gary Busey's nephew, I think, was...
Gary Busey, we could do a whole show on him.
Gary,
have you ever seen the show? I think I showed you clips of it because you'd never seen it. I'm with Busey, the show.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I'm with Busey. I couldn't watch any more than you showed me because it would have been too good. It would have just been...
You know, but one of the famous, I think one of the famous name changes of all time was Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Okay,
Norma Jean. Yep. Mortensen. And that's... I think that is a case of... the name, you know, just being perfect and fitting for the time and really kind of resonating the culture. But, you know, but it's one of those things, too, where had she just stuck with Norma Jean, would her looks have been able to carry her?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Would Norma Jean have been a unique, like, that's a different name. That's unique in its own right. You know what I mean? Like, that would have, maybe it would have made Norma the famous name, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Here's one that I just stumbled across that I think is fantastic. You know what Michael Keaton's name is a stage name?
No.
His real first name is Michael. Guess what his last name is? His full name is Michael Douglas.
Wow. Wow.
That's incredible. Like, Michael Douglas, Michael Keaton, both accomplished great actors in their own right. But they both have the same name as well.
So do you think Michael Douglas, if Michael Keaton would have kept his real name, do you think Michael Douglas, the original, would have seen a dissipation of his career because Michael Keaton would have taken over? That's a good question. Or do you think Michael Keaton wouldn't have got the movies he did because she wasn't the real Michael Douglas?
Or would Michael Keaton have gotten more roles sight unseen, because like he has his agent. Hey, I got Michael Douglas interested in your role. Oh my god, Michael Douglas wants to be in our movie.
Or do you think that movies would have just been clever with marketing, and they would have been like Batman Returns starring Michael Douglas, and he's got the cowl, you just never see him, and then when he's in the movie, it's like, well, that's not Michael Douglas, but they're like, they just never show that he's there.
Oh, but it is.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. I want to go back for a second. So. It's Steve Buscemi looks like such a he's a Steve Buscemi type.
Yes,
Steve Buscemi looks
like Steve Buscemi.
Now, what is it about Gary Busey that you would say is a distinguishable?
His teeth,
right?
Yes.
So, have you seen the movie Starship Troopers?
Yes, his love Jake that movie. Busey.
Yeah, Jake Busey. I know. I'm like, that is Gary Busey's teeth. Like, I'm like, those are Gary Busey's teeth. Why are his teeth in this movie? Yeah, I was like, that's not him. Because she's clearly too young, and then it ends up being his son.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, that's, like, it's funny how a little nugget
old,
of
old
a
Jake
little piece,
Busey.
Old Jake Busey. Has he done anything besides, like,
he's had a lot of bit parts and stuff, but...
Yeah, but he's... Poor Jake.
But yeah, Gary Busey, he's one of those guys, like, when he first shows up on scene, the first thing that shows up in the view of the camera is his teeth.
Yeah, yeah. It just shines.
Even if it's the top of his head.
I'm gonna give you a real name, and I wanna know if you know the stage name. Francis Gum.
Francis Gum? No.
No Francis Gum?
No.
Judy Garland.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a total...
Jeez.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, like, and I only know that because, like...
I like The Wizard of Oz, but that's a...
Francis Gum? Like...
And you spell it G-U-M-M?
Yeah, G-U-M-M.
Okay.
Yeah, Francis Ethel Gum. Like, bless their parents for names. It's like this phase now where people are... And I don't want to... I don't even know which celebrities are which anymore, but when people name them, like, Apple... Or North by
Paltrow.
Northwest, or...
Kim Kardashian, Kanye West.
Is it? Okay, like, I don't... stop it. Just stop it with the madness. Heck, oh, I name all
I actually think North is actually kind of a clever name. That was one I wasn't mad about, because his last name is West, so it's like, okay, Northwest. It's kind of funny. It's cool.
John, your parents didn't get to choose your last name. You were stuck with being the smelly kid in school because of odor, man. Okay?
No, actually, the origin of our... last name is not that, but that's fine if you want to go with the worst possible case scenario and be cynical like
history.
That. Okay.
I'm just saying. And then you're going to give me like a detailed thesis.
I was prepared, but I bit my tongue.
Yeah, but so you didn't get to, your parents didn't get to choose that. So they're like, you know what? He's got a really weird last name. People might make fun of him. Let's just name him John. It's a little bit bland. Like you said, it's got a more neutral name.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people could say, are you going to go sit on the John, the toilet, and be a
and
oh, smelly man?
Yeah, that happened.
Okay. Yeah. But your parents didn't think about that. And they picked a neutral name because they thought, oh, it's not going to be a big deal. Northwest, you really don't think that's going to conjure up any issue? They're purposefully making it a pun name just to be...
punny.
Well, no, just to be, like, they just want attention.
Sure,
naming your kid Apple. I also
they're also
like,
celebrities.
Yeah, I know because
they thrive on attention.
I've known people that said, I knew a lady. I think she had like 8 kids, and all of their last names or all their first names started with like a K.
Okay,
that's weird.
That's fairly common. That's fairly common.
Why? Just kinda,
it's fairly common.
No, but it's weird. Don't do it, because here's the thing. You're like, this is my thing. I do this. And then you have one more kid than you have good names for, and you're like, okay, kleptomaniac? I don't know. Like, you just give him a K name because you want
Klepto.
I name... I really like redwood trees and nature, so I'm going to name my son Redwood. Oh, and my daughter, she's Oak. And then you have another kid, and you're like... I don't know, Cypress?
I gotta stick with the theme,
then, like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you get in this trap of, like, termite-ridden cacti. Like, that's a terrible name.
I don't think termites eat cactus.
If they're desperate enough in the desert.
Okay, sure.
There's not a lot of trees in the desert, John. And termites gotta eat somehow.
You're right.
I just don't like that. I don't like it when you give... So, like, Frances Ethel Gum. Bless her heart, she's gonna get made fun of in school. You know?
Well, like, but back then, she probably wouldn't have.
Well, I know there are some older names. Like, I consider, and I might be shooting somebody in the foot or, you know, insulting someone, but, like, Myrtle. Myrtle is a...
It's actually coming back.
It's like an age...
Named a daughter, and Myrtle was on the list.
You're lying.
Not on my list, but it was on the list of popular girls'
okay,
names.
Okay, but popular, was it going to be named after, like, a great-great aunt? Or the middle name of a grandmother once removed or something.
I don't know.
I'm gonna guess it was. It's
no,
like
it,
oh,
it,
well,
but
my
it was
great, great
it wasn't
somebody.
On but it wasn't on our list. Like but it was like in the books as like top names. Like cause
yeah,
each
because
of those books, like I mean that's it. That's a cottage in an industry in of itself. Like big baby name.
Yeah, but that's statistical. It was called the Baby Boomers because there was a boom of babies and they were all named Myrtle and John. Like, those were the names. And now because there's so many of them, there's so many Myrtles oversaturating the market, they're trying to force it into new mothers to name their children. Big baby names. Wow. Why is it always
like,
big?
It's like big glitter, big,
yeah, big
glitter,
toothpick.
Yeah, big Q-tip.
Jeez. Q-tips. Yeah, that's a whole other episode of its own. Proper usage of Q-tips and how far to push them in your inner ear.
Push them till it hurts.
I like when my leg twitches.
I going through this list that I was able to pull up, I found a couple other really good doozies of names that I
actually think might have played a role in the people's success. Shania Twain,
okay.
Eileen Regina Edwards. I just feel like Eileen Edwards doesn't roll off the tongue like Shania Twain. Shania Twain, like. You think Shania Twain, and you're like, okay, country twang. Yeah, I can get on board with that.
Okay,
I feel like that's a good one. The Ben Kingsley. I gotta pull up his. His is quite. He was born of a white mother and a Kenyan father, of Indian Muslim descent, and his name was Krishna Pandit Banji.
Wow.
Ben Kingsley's a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah. That's not gonna fit on the marquee. But then he decided, I'm gonna add the Sir Ben Kingsley. It wasn't long enough. Okay, yeah. Here's a funny, interesting one. I want you to guess to the best of your ability. What do you think the real name of Billy Bob Thornton is?
Billy Bob Thornton. Billy Bob. Campbell?
And you also say Thornton, and I always say Thornton, but it's actually Thornton. It has an N in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Campbell?
Nope. It's actually William.
I was just going to say, I actually just thought it's like William or something.
William Robert Thornton. So Billy is a nickname of William, and Bob is a nickname of Robert. Yeah. So I think that's kind of a...
That's funny. Yeah.
Here's the thing, I googled him because I'm like, that's a terrible stage name to have. Who would pick Billy Bob Thornton? You know, like, it seems like it seems like a fake name, but it's just nicknames of his real name.
Now, do you think that was his idea or Angelina Jolie's?
I don't know, but it's a cool way to keep your roots, and I'm sure that there may be people called him Billy when he was young. So, I mean, technically, that might be the realest weird... Not weird, but that might be the one you would pick as being a stage name that's actually the most real of the real names. Because I'm sure people called him Billy and not William. You know, as a kid, like, hey, Billy, come here.
Yeah.
And so that was probably the most realistic real name.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it wasn't his legal name.
Yeah.
You know,
an area rife with stage names, I think it doesn't surprise anyone, is pro wrestling.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Macho Man Randy Savage. Randy Savage wasn't his name. but I think one of the one of my favorite like stage name real name combos is Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
His real name is Terry Jean. I don't know if it's the French pronunciation or the American pronunciation, but I would pronounce it Bollette. Bollette. And underneath this this entry on this website, it's if I wanted to scare someone, I'd tell them my name was Hulk too.
Yeah, wow.
Which could not be truer.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, since you know you had you know Hogan in Charge or whatever the show was where he was like it was like in his house, or Hogan Knows Best. Hogan Knows Best with his family, and. They always called him Terry on that, so I knew that one, but that's like one of my favorite ones.
I think I might be on the same list as you because I just read Whoopi Goldberg,
Karen Johnson.
Yeah, what? What? Yeah. So, okay, Karen. Listen, you know, Karen, baby, you know, we just need to find a new last name for you. Johnson is just too plain. You know, we need to just find. What about Goldberg? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I'm a black lady with great hair.
Yeah.
Let's go with one of the most Jewish names I could come up with.
Yeah, Goldberg. And then the guy in the room.
He's like, Whoopi!
Whoopi! It's Goldberg! And then Whoopi's like, stop, roll it back, say that again. What? Whoopi! And then they picked it.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi!
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, it took a long time for people not to act so excited when she came in the room. Because, literally, he wanted the inflection. So they're like, ladies and gentlemen,
present the next award for best supporting actress is Whoopi Goldberg.
Do you think at first, actually, when she chose that stage name, she actually had an exclamation mark after Whoopi?
I think so.
That would be a great, thanks, like... Yeah. Actually, she started as a stand-up comic, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah. Actually, her name was Whoop, and then they flipped the I upside down. Like, it was Whoop exclamation point Goldberg.
Yeah.
And then somebody accidentally flipped it, and it's the rest
typo.
Is history.
Yeah.
Here we are.
There's a lot of history on this show.
John, yeah, I want to end the show by you telling me what your stage name would be if you could choose one.
Oh. Why you got to do that? You couldn't have prepped me with that. Like, hey, I'm going to ask you what your stage name would be.
Well, John, you...
Okay. Peyton Manning.
You really?
Yeah.
That would be your stage name. I'm going to pick The Josh.
The Josh.
The Josh or Anastasia Beaverhausen. One or the other. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Pop Culture Problems. We'll see you next time.